Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, saying Israel has a right to live in peace, today urged an end to 3 years of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Arafat addressed the Palestinian parliament hours before it approved a new cabinet headed by Ahmed Kureya. The impaneling of a new Palestinian government ends a political crisis that has consumed the Palestinian leadership since September, when the previous Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas resigned. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in the West Bank city of Ramallah. What's different about this cabinet from the one headed by Abbas?
Well, I think basically Arafat managed to retain authority over all security matters. There had been a heated discussion when Mr. Abbas was the prime minister over that. That was the very dispute that paralyzed the Palestinian leadership and spawned this crisis that they've been trying to pull out of ever since. So wresting control from Mr. Arafat didn't work under Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, and it has not worked this time either. Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya has in effect capitulated to Arafat by agreeing to the formation of this new government. Why is that important? It matters really because the U.S. had pressed for an empowered prime minister when Arafat first created the office grudgingly under U.S. pressure last spring. The Bush administration believed a strong prime minister would sideline Arafat. Well, neither has there been a strong prime minister to emerge. Has Arafat been sidelined? And the evidence today is quite the contrary.
So the U.S. and Israel once again are faced with an Arafat-dominated government. So what happens now?
Well, you know, for the moment, the U.S. and Israel seem to have resigned themselves to giving this cabinet a chance, giving Kureya, Ahmed Kureya, a chance. The Israeli press was quoting one Israeli official as saying, this is a grace period. Washington seems to be retreating from its position that the prime minister must control security forces, a consolidation that the U.S. thinks would help contain Palestinian militant factions like Hamas more effectively. Indications are that Washington would judge the new cabinet on its success in reining in extremists who are directing suicide bombing campaigns against Israel.
What kind of reciprocal moves is Israel offering, and what are the Palestinians expecting?
Well, Mr. Kureya today called before this Palestinian legislature for a new page in relations. And basically, the new page has got to deal with the old issues as far as the Palestinians are concerned. That those remain closures and curfews on the West Bank and Gaza, illegal Jewish settler outposts, the security barrier. But, for example, as far as illegal outposts are concerned, there were indications last week that Israel's defense ministry was planning discussions on how to treat them. Well, now this week, the defense ministry says there are no plans to move against them until the Palestinians take early steps to contain extremists. So I think for now, Bob, what we're really going to get is a strategy that may emerge on both sides that has more to do with managing this current situation than in resolving the conflict.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Ramallah.